Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
Word on the street on Off the Ball.
Brennan Curd is with the Irish rugby team this summer. You'll be happy to hear Suzanne Essel.
Thank God. We're building into World Cup 2027. No more quarterfinal curse.
Word on the street. Available now on Go Loud app.
So, Keith, we've just watched Brentford come from behind to beat Newcastle 3-1. I think managers love those kind of wins, don't they? Where you're a goal down and you show what you're about and you come back and win.
Yeah, you're always looking to see if your team have a little bit of character and a little bit of backbone and some grit against them. And Brentford has showed all of that today. They fought really, really well. The first 45 minutes wasn't particularly a good football game to watch. There was a lot of, you know, touch tackles, a lot of misplaced balls, a lot of fighting. You've seen Joe Linton getting injured in the first half as well. Really robust centre midfielder. Gives you a little insight to what the game was like. Yeah, so I think Keith Andrews would be absolutely over the moon. His team showed that little bit of backbone that you need, and they've turned over some massive teams at home this season. So, yeah, a lot of people's relegation favourites at the start of the season. I think he's put a lot of minds at ease, including mine, I have to be honest. I was a little bit worried for Keith at the start of the season, just given the amount of players that had left the building, and Thomas Frank had done so well, left his DNA within the squad. But Keith has been absolutely brilliant. And as you said, only 3 points behind Manchester City before they kick off against Liverpool.
Yeah, and the teams, obviously Newcastle today, they've already beaten Liverpool, they've beaten United, they've beaten Aston Villa. So the home form is obviously key to them staying up. But how do they translate that now away? They've an away win against West Ham, but I know he would have been disappointed with last weekend's performance away to Palace, who were obviously a very good side.
Yeah, I think playing away from home can suit Brentford at times. I know they've got weapons with Coyote's long throw, but I think when the opposition have the ball and Brentford sit deep, I think that suits them down to the ground. You've got the passing range of Jordan Henderson. Damsgaard is a brilliant passer of the ball as well. And when you've got Outara on one wing and Kevin Shade on the other, they can fly through. And if they go and give you the penetration in behind, you've got Thiago will come and show defeat. So I think they've got weapons to go and beat anybody. They obviously will get turned over by, you know, the top end of the Premier League. But honestly, at the start of the season, I was thinking if Keith Andrews can steady the ship and keep Brentford in the league, I think he's doing really well. And it doesn't look like he's going to flirt with the relegation with the relegation zone just now. So early doors indications with Keith Andrews, Brentford are really good.
Okay, at the start of the season, I don't think we would have envisaged Newcastle being so far down the table.
No. And again, you look at them and you think, okay, maybe they're just struggling to get to grips with the European nights and the rigmarole of the Premier League. They've got a good enough squad to be able to do it. I know they've got some injuries. I know they need to win more games. Some of the games they've lost on the road this season, I think that's their sixth game now, haven't picked up, I think it's 3 points on the road they picked up, and they've all been 3 draws. Every other game they've been turned over away from home. And look, up in St. James, as we all know, they're going to be very, very good there. But they've got to win on the road. They have to. If they want to be in the Champions League next season, they've got to win on the road. So,
hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Cobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98, because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
I'm a million miles away from saying Eddie Howe is under pressure, but the longer this bad away form keeps going and they stay in the second half of the Premier League, you know, the Saudi owners aren't going to be happy with that.
Yeah, and obviously Brentford started the game quite well and great goal from Harvey Barnes. Mm. They're 1-0 up, and they're 1-0 up at half time. He's probably thinking, right, you know, this is it, like, kick on. But you could see towards the end of the game there were a few tired bodies there, and Isak obviously left in the summer. Wissa was brought in to replace him, hasn't kicked a ball for them yet. Faldemada has looked impressive, but doesn't look like that. He's not that like-for-like replacement for Isak.
No, he's a very, very different player. I think when Johan Wissa comes back to fitness, that will transform Newcastle's attack a little bit. Whether they go with the two, with Wissa and Woltemade, or Woltemade and Wissa on the wing, I'm not too sure, but either way, you know, you can say, oh, they have injuries, they've got this and that. Newcastle's away form should be an awful lot better than what it is. There's no escaping that. We can speak about tactics or, you know, any way you want. And we've spoke about their, when they come out of Europe, their points return is actually okay.
It's their first loss today off the back of the European
They look
game.
So leggy. Bruno Guimaraes in the middle of the park, Tonali coming off, Joe Linton coming off injured, Woltemade's minutes are already being managed. And you look at them and think, when are they going to get points on the board? You've got some big games coming up. And like I say, I don't think Eddie Howe was under pressure, because the Champions League has been more than acceptable, only been beaten by Barcelona in that. But the Premier League, it's your bread and butter. And if you're in the bottom half of that for too long, as you say, it's not a good place to be.
Yeah, and it's 4 years since he took the job, and obviously he's done a fine job so far. Nathan Collins and Quevin Keller, both on the winning team for Brentford today. Now they meet up with the international squad, and we're at that time where, I mean, is there any optimism heading into these Portugal and Hungary games? We obviously play Portugal first. By the time we kick off in the Portugal game, Hungary and Armenia will have played in Yerevan. So we'll know exactly the lie of the land and what's needed. But we have to win one of the games at least.
Yeah, well, to be honest, Phil, I think we already know the loyal land. I know mathematically there's half a chance, but, you know, we started this World Cup qualifying campaign saying we need 4 points from the opening six. We didn't get that. Mm. Then we rolled into the second set of games and thought we need 4 points. We didn't get that. Now we're in the last set of two games and we think we need 4 points from this. You know, the amount of teams that are the best teams we've turned over in the last 2-3 years are Armenia, Gibraltar, Bulgaria, and now all of a sudden we're playing Portugal at home and people are saying, I think we can do it, and I think we can go and be hungry. I don't see it happening. And again, we can talk about the talent pool, we can talk about no playmakers, we can talk about the lack of out and out wingers. There's so many different problems within this Irish team that it's very, very hard to see any positives. You know, If you want to poke holes, and you can say somehow we're still alive. I don't know how, but we're still alive. I don't expect us to get out of the World Cup qualifying group, but we're still alive. I suppose that's some sort of a plus.
Yeah, I mean, there's every possibility we could be going to Budapest knowing that if we win, we finish second in the group. Now, it's a big if, because we've shown nothing in the past few games under Heimir Hallgrímsson to suggest that we go to Budapest and beat them.
To me, it feels like death by a thousand cuts. You know, if we'd have lost the opening couple of games, you think, right, that's it, we're out of it. It's like we've just done enough to keep our heads above water. Just keeping our heads above water, it's just not good enough. It's nowhere near good enough. And although I think we've become a little bit more solid, a little bit of a better shape about us, Evan Ferguson's been injured at times, Troy Parrott's been injured at times, maybe you could argue we haven't had our best team, but I would also argue that I'm not sure Heimer knows his best team just yet, which, you know, a couple of months into the job is okay, but at the stage we're at now, is nowhere near good enough. And, you know, the last two games, Portugal at home, Hungary away, we're looking at a point return of 6 or 4 to get us where we need to be. It's a big, big mountain to climb, and I don't see us being able to do.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2 times the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18-plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.